K-Chung Radio, 1630 on the AM dial, live and archived at kchungradio.org. K-Chung Radio relies on community support and contributions in order to survive. Everything we do is a result of volunteer labor. If you'd like to find out more information, go to kchungradio.org.
With each passing year, 6 months, I've become more and more tech-savvy. But am I more creative? Am I more or less productive? The red dot.
This is Touch Touch Publishing, and you are listening to Touch Touch K-Chung, Sunday, July 1st, 2012.
Yeah. Climat tropical.
Kitchen Radio. Touch, touch, kitchen.
Connaissance des 10 propositions historiques sur l'Ancien Testament?
Non.
Le texte de Scholem affirme qu'il existe une tradition à propos de la vérité et que cette tradition est transmissible. Je ris. Car la vérité dont il est question ici entre nous a toutes sortes de propriétés, mais certainement pas d'être transmissible.
Alors de quoi parlez-vous? Je ne vois pas.
Vous le dites très bien. Je ne vois pas. Et pourtant, je l'ai vu. Non, entendu. Oui, je dirais ça.
Dans tous les pays où il y a des hommes qui luttent pour une société où on ne serait pas esclave de l'argent. Vous pouvez pas comprendre ça, qu'on ne vit pas pour gagner de l'argent.
Your name is Doc. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I can remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shiny. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shiny.
Il est réservé une chambre pour moi.
C'est monsieur?
Ivan Johnson.
Quel journal?
Figaro Pravda.
344. Vous êtes inscrit au contrôle des habitants? Il faudra le faire, même si vous ne voulez que pour les fêtes. 344. Votre police, monsieur.
Like you probably thought you was the only one. But there are other folks, though mostly they don't know it or don't believe it.
344.
How long have you been there?
You need to go back, toi.
La perspective fut le péché originel de la peinture occidentale.
Niepce et Lumière en furent les rédempteurs.
Si vous êtes fatigué, vous pouvez vous reposer, monsieur.
Et quand j'admire un film, on me dit « Oui, c'est très beau, mais ce n'est pas du cinéma. » Alors je me suis demandé ce que c'était.
Autrui, qu'il vous soit accordé d'exercer la justice en toute équité, car c'est avec la mesure dont tu vas mesurer que l'on te mesurera. Pourquoi dois-tu voir la faille qui est dans l'œil?
Thank you. K-Chung Radio. Touch, touch, K-Chung.
It doesn't mean that you're no good. Just learn to ride again. Okay. Try to remember. Forget about the brute. I'm just thinking about you for a minute. Forget about the brute. And it's not a brute. Look at your feet. Look at your feet. Look at your feet. Look where they are. You're doing that for them.
That's where I ride.
But you must not ride that way. That's why you're riding badly. That. Feel that vice form. That's why I say to go forward in your saddle. Arch your back and go forward. Like that. Because you feel that vice form there. I used to ride around with a peso, with a silver peso. Take a jump with a silver peso there. You don't believe that, huh?
Nope.
Go ahead. And scrape, don't kick.
I won't get him moving if I don't kick him.
That's my boy. The feet. Never forget them. Couldn't be better, darling. Ever so much better now. No comparison. All right, just keep on. Just hold on to that, Tony. You're riding well. For a change.
I'm sure my father had great misgivings. I've heard about them in recent years. His wife, my stepmother, told me only recently that my father said, John is going to really be something or he's not going to, it's one thing or the other. He's going to really be something in this world, or he's not going to be worth a damn. He's a wild Indian, and let's just hope and pray that he isn't spoiled and becomes a bad Indian.
Thank you.
Kaechung Radio. Touch, touch, Kaechung.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, shall we have a go at it?
I beg your pardon?
I'm Uncle Arne's niece. Mr. Porritt, that is.
I'm sorry, there must be some mistake.
Mistake? Aren't you? Of course you're Mr. Ames. I could smell you a mile off. You're the gentleman who phoned.
I have a wild idea that this has something to do with plumbing.
Oh, you mean Porritt the plumber? Yes, of course, of course. Come in, won't you? Well, where is he?
At the cemetery, clipping Aunt Nellie's grass.
Pardon?
He never gets through till sunset. But when you talked about your troubles, you sounded so stopped up that I thought I'd have a fling at it myself.
But look here, are you a plumber?
Oh, no. But I've been around pipes and sewers and taps and things ever since I came to live with Uncle Arne. And, of course, I've watched him work. He's a good plumber. But if you ask me, much too conservative.
Conservative?
Though he votes Labour. But when it comes to pipes, he takes the long road. Fiddles and faddles. Turns a nut, gets a drop here and a drip there. When one good bang might turn the trick in a jiffy.
Yes, and might smash the pipe to smithereens.
But on the other hand, it mightn't. And when you're up against time, you have to chance it. Why don't you let me have a whack at it?
Oh, no, you don't.
My dear Ames, where's the gypsy in you? Where's your sense of adventure? Are you the type of man who puts on his pants before he answers the telephone? What if the thing does go wrong? Let's assume the whole place gets flooded and there is no party. You save your liquor. Is that bad? But if this girl succeeds...
Please, sir, do let me.
By Jove, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. Come on. Relieve the drain, relieve the strain, eh? Well, there it is. My fate's in your hands.
My. What a congestion. It's more stopped up than you sounded. I never thought it'd be as good as this. I can't thank you enough, Mr. Ames.
Well, not at all. You know, I'm having a party.
Yes, yes, I know, but I'm not at all certain I can stay. We'll see.
Thank you.
but I feel chirrupy.
Chirrupy? I don't ever recall feeling chirrupy.
I'm afraid you never will, my dear Ames. There isn't a chirrup in you.
Isn't it funny? Now I feel entirely different. I know what it is. I know. It's coming over me. That Persian cat feeling. Meow. Meow.
What's a Persian cat feeling? I'm sorry, but it's getting late.
It's never too late for a cat.
You're lying there in bed reading that wonderful travelogue in the Daily Mail and wanting to go places and wondering if you ever will. And all of a sudden, you're a cat and you start to climb and you leap out of the window into the fog. And suddenly the fog lifts and it is in London, it's Baghdad. Next week, I'll be in Cairo. Oh, it's so wonderful to be a cat and read the Daily Mail.
Look, I implore you. Good heavens, there they are now. Please. Yes,
I'm there.
Oh, I feel so wonderful. So free.
Clooney Brown, what are you doing here?
Uncle Arn.
What does this mean? What are you doing on that there couch?
I've been plumbing, Uncle Arn. Just plumbing.
K-Chung Radio. Touch, touch, K-Chung. K-Chung Radio relies on community support and contributions in order to survive. Everything we do is a result of volunteer labor. If you'd like to find out more information, go to kchungradio.org.